The Orange Order is furious over a painting on display at the Ulster Museum. It claims the picture depicts a number of Orange men wearing Ku Klux Klan clothing and that the Order has been deliberately demonised. The offending picture is called Christian Philotas Outside St Patrick's and is by the artist Joseph McWilliams, who died recently. The TV has called for the painting to be removed. Stephen Cooper from the TV is with us this morning. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Since this row, a warning notice will be added to a painting at the Royal Ulster Academy show at the Ulster Museum. Denise Ferran is the president of the Royal Ulster Academy. Morning to you, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So spell this out for us, Stephen. What's the problem here?
Well, I think it's blatantly obvious. I think that this is very ill-judged. I'm sure many of the members across the globe, especially those members of colour in Africa, will be absolutely horrified at the depiction within this, what seems like a very mysterious, at best, painting. I think it is totally uncalled for, especially as it is allegedly in what is meant to be a shared space. And not only that, it is the event I noticed was aimed at schools, families, art enthusiasts and the wider general public. So if that is the case, then this certainly goes some way to show unionists that the war of attrition with our culture is continuing.
Denise?
Yes, Stephen, yes. The painting, first of all, is a beautiful, large painting, and St. Patrick's Church dominates it. And the bandsmen are seen in a flurry of movement and colour. And Joe McWilliams has painted political scenes for a long time now. He was an artist who used to paint landscapes, and when he was in his studio in North Belfast, he asked himself, when he heard all the shooting and the bombs outside, what am I doing painting Connemara landscapes when my fellow men are killing each other?
Do you see Ku Klux Klan people in this painting, Denise?
I didn't see it at all, but I have now examined it because the picture's only 7 foot high and it is a little corner, it's probably not more than a square.
No matter how big it is, do you see the Ku Klux Klan in it?
Well, you could if you looked and magnified it. And I can understand people could take that meaning from it,
right,
if you look at that little
And
detail.
How offensive is that?
You know, I can't speak for a deceased artist, but I can only say that no insult was intended to the Orange Order by the Royal Ulster Academy. And it's we have put a notice up, and we're not beyond controversy. The artists all determine. They're 80 academicians. They have the freedom of expression. They choose their own medium.
And now, Stephen Cooper, the TV wants to censor freedom of expression of an artist.
Not at all. We're all for freedom for artistic expression as well. But whenever that infringes upon people's feelings and the expression of our own culture, I mean, for example, if an artist was to depict a GAA event with dripping blood and with reference to IRA members who have been not only used in stadiums but also clubs and trophies, then there would be widespread outcry, I'm sure, amongst GAA circles and Republicans. So, again, we're going back to the shared space and this oft...
So how can you say that you're anti-censorship if you want this painting to be censored?
Because it's in a shared space, Stephen, and you cannot...
So you're for censorship, then, in a shared space?
No, if you let me finish. This is aimed at schools, families, and that is where we have a difficulty, because if we're moving on together, if we're moving into a shared future that we have been promised, this is not going to help reaching out to unionists whenever we see our culture being under attack.
Listen to what you're saying then, Stephen. The implication... Sorry, one second. The logic of what you're saying, Stephen, is that unless an artist's painting is universally welcomed and does not cause offence to either community, then it should be taken off the shelf.
Well,
that's it. That is the logic of what you're saying.
No, I'm referring to the widespread principle that has now been established, unfortunately, because when we look at the uproar after the paintings depicting Muhammad, the Muslim community were we witnessed what happened after that. So we're now looking at a shared space in a museum which is publicly funded, and which is now grossly insulting to quite a large section of our community. Now, if that was any other section of our community, there would be just as much outrage and objections to that. So I'm asking for fair is fair.
So you don't think art can offend?
Art can offend, but does that make it right? Does that make it correct that if somebody gets offended by a painting?
So just to be clear,
the family, the school children.
So to be clear, do you support an artist's right to have a painting in any public space which might offend?
I am opposed to any painting that offends and attacks unnecessarily and inaccurately my culture.
And who decides what is too offensive and what is not?
Well, in this case, and I'm only going to stick to this case, the Ku Klux Klan has got nothing whatsoever to do with the Orange Order.
But who decides? Do you want committees to now? Do you want committees?
And it's seemingly an insult to the many people across the globe and here specifically in Northern Ireland who may be of colour and of different creeds and backgrounds.
But do you now want committees that will sign off every painting that goes into a public space in case someone's offended?
No, I think common sense should prevail. I think this is this is unnecessary. The whole public.
How do you know it's the Ku Klux Klan, by the way? Because the artist's dead. We can't ask him. It might just be a swirl of white paint.
Well, have you looked at the painting?
I have.
Right, and can you not see that they're quite clearly hooded men in white hooded tops, which the Ku Klux Klan are deemed to wear?
You know, the bottom line is, Denise Farren, your museum, you wouldn't put anything into it if there was something that was grossly offensive. You know, there is censorship in any society. My goodness, the law censors free speech in certain circumstances, incitement to hatred, legislation, etc., etc. Yeah. And you have taken a judgment that this is not so offensive. Are you sure?
Well, first of all, the Ulster Museum is hosting us, and we are very grateful to them for that. It's a long tradition, and it goes right back. The first president of the Royal Ulster Academy was Sir John Lavery, and there's a gallery of his paintings which he donated to the museum in 1928. And he's one of the best painters that Northern Ireland produced. Joe is an exceptionally good painter from North Belfast, loved the area, grew up in the area, never left the area. The just taking up Stephen's point about being fair, if this happened to the other side of the community, the artists who show in the Ulster Academy are not censored either by me or anyone else. They have their own integrity and their own artistic expression.
And you said, Denise,
three years ago we had Ross Wilson, who did a painting of Mary Travers, and it was seen to be objectionable by Sinn Féin. And they quite rightly complained and put in a complaint, and we listened to it. But we did not take that picture down. It stayed up. So we are from all shades of religion and political belief as academicians, and we have freedom of expression. Now, we don't set out to purposely annoy anyone, and in this case, it's a deceased artist whose mind I can't get into. But
you said, Denise, that you looked at this painting,
yes,
and that some people could interpret it,
yes,
as it is the Ku Klux Klan.
You could.
Well, hold on. Let me ask the question. When you look at it, do you interpret it as the Ku Klux Klan?
Do you know, I could interpret it in several other ways. There could be religious penitence, or there could be a cardinal's enclave.
Well, and they could be a lollipop, couldn't they? But what do you interpret it as?
Well, I respect, if the Orange Order see what they see in it, that's one thing as an educator you want people to do.
Denise, I think you should answer the question, to be fair. When you look at a painting, do you interpret it as the Ku Klux Klan?
I never saw it until the last 24 hours.
And when you saw it in the last 24 hours, do you interpret it?
I could see that the Orange Order could infer that they could be Ku Klux. On the other hand,
Denise, I'm not asking you what the Orange Order might deduce from it. I'm asking you, when you looked at it with your eyes, did you see the Ku Klux Klan?
Well, I said as well as that, it could have been, it could be religious penitence.
But what did you, when we all look at art, and the whole point of looking at art is we all take a personal interpretation of it. What was your personal interpretation of it? Did you see the Ku Klux Klan?
What I saw in that painting, and I've been looking at it and working at it and hanging it up for weeks before the exhibition opened, I saw a magnificent painting of an architectural church.
In the last 24 hours.
Right, in the last 24 hours.
Did you see the Ku Klux Klan when it was pointed out to you?
It could be inferred they were there, but that's open to interpretation.
And how did you interpret it?
Well, if the order sees what they see in it, listen to them.
Sure, but why won't you just tell me what you saw?
But you can't tell me what I saw.
I know I can't. This is why I'm asking you. I can't tell you. I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you, it could be flurry of paint. It could be, I looked at it,
okay.
It could be flags. It
okay.
could be white shirts. It could be
sure.
epaulettes. It could be anything.
Yeah.
But the only person who could tell us is the deceased artist up above, and he is the person who knew what he was painting. Did he intend to do that? Did he just scumble his paint, use vermilion, use...
You're putting a warning up. What will that say?
Warning's up.
What will it say?
It's saying that some people may be offended by the material or the paintings that are on show in this exhibition.
Jackie in Belfast. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Stephen. I just would like to say that Joe McWilliams is a treasure to Northern Ireland, particularly Belfast and North Belfast, working class areas. His work is tremendous. He has painted all classes and creeds of paintings reflecting opinions throughout Northern Ireland, and I think it's rather not a minded of a party led by a senior council that he should take offence, or they should take offence at something that depicts Northern Ireland. There may well be some reference, it's all your interpretation of paintings, what you see. And Joe McWilliams' paintings were very intricate, and particularly where he was referring to different Marxist political activities. From all sides, I might say.
Okay, Jackie, thank you.
For 50 years, he has been a treasure.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Dean in Corrydown. Morning, Dean.
Morning.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, I mean, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that a political party should come on here and try and censor artists.
Let me let you speak to Stephen Cooper directly. Say good morning to him.
Morning. I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that you should come on the radio trying to censor artists. I've previously shown in the Royal Academy myself. Regardless if that is a Ku Klux Klan figure, what does it matter? That's one man's, one artist's interpretation. Yes, some people may take offence, but that's that guy's interpretation of what he's seen. So I am from a unionist background, but look at it at the other side. Does anybody take offence when there's a, you know, King Billy's portrayed, you know, lording it over, you know, fallen Catholics at the Battle of the Boyne? I mean, do you want to take all of those out of censorship as well? I mean, I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that anybody in this country could have the audacity to even suggest censoring artists. I mean, the whole thing about it is people go down there with an open mind. They go down to look at a painting. If that's what they want to take out of it, then yes, fair enough, that's what they want to take out of it.
Well, Dean, if this made my point for me, excuse me, if people are going there with an open mind to look at art, aren't they going to be persuaded and influenced by something that is offensive to quite a significant section of our community?
And I think you've
secondly,
just made my point. Is that not what it's all about?
You said,
and be influenced by art?
Yes.
I don't go down to a gallery to look at a blank piece of
correct.
Paper in the wall. I want to go down and have my perceptions challenged.
Yes, and do you think that going into a shared future, it's a good thing to have something that will wrongly influence the next generation and draw parallels between an organisation which is racist and a religious organisation which has peace and love at heart?
This is people's perceptions and interpretations. Are you saying that the media, the news should be banned every night because somebody kills somebody? That's an interpretation. Where are you going to draw the line?
No, the news is quite different. The news is reporting
is
the facts of what...
One person's interpretation
of the matter
any part of life can be taken.
The fact of the matter is the Ku Klux Klan is offensive and rightly so. It has no place whatsoever in society. And secondly, it has no place in any painting which is drawing parallels between that and a legitimate organisation.
Nobody's saying that. But can you not see that what a person's interpretation, this artist, McWilliams, that's his interpretation. That's his view. Everybody can have a different view of a subject matter.
Dean, I agree with you. Everyone can have a different view. And if that is his interpretation...
Would it not be better that showing people...
Hold on, one at a time.
It is open to challenge. And that is the whole point of this.
I agree with you. And so, therefore...
You have people putting up things that are attacking our culture.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Phil, where do you, Dean?
So therefore, would it not be better having people go down there and actually opening their minds to showing how one part of the community actually views the other part? That's what the artist has done.
Okay,
we've created that brilliantly.
We're going to have to leave it there. Denise and Stephen, thank you very much. Dean, thank you. Morning. Thanks.